It isn't too hard to wrap your mind around, really, when you talk to somebody like yourself. There's probably a better way to put this, but you dumb it down so even I can understand it. So I appreciate that.
A warm cup of this stuff is very much, like I said, more like a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that tannic tartness that a tea has, you know, that I know a lot of people really, especially around where I'm from, we're coffee drinkers. And we like that earthy bitter.
I cannot thank you enough for the time today, Mike. I really do. I really do appreciate it. And I'm not kidding. You guys are stuck with us now. You're going to have to keep coming back. I apologize. But this is, you know, we probably should have warned you ahead of time. But now once you come here and we get a chance to talk to you, we got so many more questions. I could keep you for another 2 hours.
I can see that, too. We haven't even covered some of the...
There's some stuff we didn't even get a chance to get really dive into, too.
Exactly.
But if people want to find out more, and especially if people want to help with the, you know, raising these funds and things like that. And certainly, you know, we've been hearing for the last couple of months, buy local, support local. Here is another version of that. Here is another opportunity to do that. How can they do that, Mike? How can they reach you guys? How can they find out more about your great products?
Well, we're at BurmeisterGinseng.com, and you can find our ginseng products at every single nature food store within a few hundred miles of here. In your listening area.
Yeah, and you know, certainly if you have follow-up questions, I encourage you to reach out to Mike, because he's not only very giving of his time, so I don't want to bombard you with like 1,000 questions from our listeners, but at the same time, I feel like you don't mind that too much. I mean, you can handle it. Just to really do appreciate the time from you. And want to thank also our friends at Family Natural Foods for giving us a chance to talk to Mike and get to know him and this great product and your great business over there. Again, keep up the great work, man. And let us know anything we can do to spread the word. And we're looking forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate that. I appreciate the time, Mike. Again, big thank you to Mike Burmeister from Burmeister Ginseng from joining us. And we want to thank our friends at Family Natural Foods as well for setting this up. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to our friends from Encourage and Wood County Health Department on Morning Magazine, AM 1320. This is WFHR.
Court is back in session, where the judge wears stripes. Teams are ready for a heated debate. No objections, no filibusters here. Only fast pace, in-your-face basketball. Catch all the action right here on the Badger Sports Network.
Your home for Wisconsin basketball this winter is AM 1320 WFHR, Central Wisconsin's information station.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office, he was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, some freezing fog possible early on, then gradually clearing skies into the afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog developing will dip to a low of 23. For your Thursday, snow becoming likely, could mix with some freezing drizzle to start, around 2 inches of daytime snow accumulation with highs around 34. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
It is 22 in Stevens Point, 26 in Marshfield, 20 in Wausau, and 23 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 13th, 2021. Your host, James J. Mailoff here. Thanks so much for joining us. And right now we are joined by our friends from Encourage and Wood County Health Department. We have joining us on the phone Encourage board member Christy Rauter-Egge. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, James.
Thanks so much for being with us, and I appreciate you hanging on the line there for us. She's been on the hold for a little bit there, so I hope the music was okay for you, whatever was playing. I'm not sure, but thank you very much for hanging out with us, Christy. We appreciate you joining us today. And, of course, from the Wood County Health Department, we have our friend Kim Shields here. Kim, good to see you.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here, and I certainly appreciate Christy and the time from her and everything. Kim, I know how busy you guys are. We all understand, and I thank you for the time. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I wanted to catch up with you both really quick and just see how things are going. Christy, how are you and yours doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
We're hanging in there over at the health department, excited about vaccine being available and excited to give you guys an update about that.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm looking forward to diving into that, too. And Kim, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You and yours, everybody holding up all right?
Yes, we are.
Good. Good. Very good to hear. So let's kind of get into that, Christy. Let's go ahead and start right there. What can you tell us about it?
Sure. So there's been a lot of news media on vaccine, but we are just excited that the FDA has, approved both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, and we've been starting to administer doses here in Wood County. Both the health department and our local health systems have been administering doses of the vaccine. But did want to talk to you guys about some of the specifics about the phases, and also just to share really how the vaccine is allocated, how where it comes from. So there's a lot of question about why Wisconsin has the specific priorities or phases that we have, and why do we not have more vaccine and all of those things. So just wanted to dive a little bit into that.
Thank you, Christy. And I was going to try to, bypass this and everything, but I got to own up to it. I didn't mean to mix your names up there
or
and all that. Just owning it, just being honest about it and everything. But I do appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay.
Kim, I really do appreciate everything you do. I really, really do. And Christy, thank you so much for the time today, and especially diving into this subject, which is such an not only really important one right now, but I find it just fascinating what's going on right now. If you, it's hard to do. I mean, my dad just got home from the hospital from this, so it's extremely hard to do. But if you take a step back and look at what's going on right now, it is pretty fascinating and pretty amazing that we're at this point when 7-8 months ago, we weren't sure if there would be a vaccine, when there will be one. We have two of them out there right now. This is remarkable what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the amount of research and the countless hours that these folks have put into making sure that we have a safe vaccine available, it's really incredible. And, I'm hopeful that people feel the light at the end of the tunnel like we do. I mean, we know that we're still not in the clear, and we have a lot to do to ensure that we continue to be preventing the spread of COVID-19, as many people still don't have access to the vaccine, but we're really working hard to work through our phases of who is eligible. And we know that there will be a time when everyone in the state of Wisconsin will have access to the vaccine that wants it.
What are some of the things that you'd like people to know about the vaccine?
So I think the first thing is this understanding of how the vaccine comes to Wisconsin. The federal government actually determines how much vaccine the state gets, each state across the nation. And that is based on, of course, availability. And these companies are producing vaccine as fast as they can. And then once it's ready to go, that vaccine gets shipped out to the state, to the different states. Once it's at the state, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services determines where in Wisconsin vaccine goes, and then how much goes. And that's based on people or agencies, organizations were able to enroll to become a vaccine provider based on their ability, their capacity. And so the state then takes that information, works closely with those of us who are able to vaccinate, finding out how many vaccines we feel we can do within a week's time, and then working hard to get that vaccine out to us. There are struggles with the vaccine in the sense of there's only a certain amount of supply, and the demand greatly outweighs the supply at this time. Mm-hmm. And so the state is being very cautious about how they administer, how they allocate, knowing that we need vaccine to be in all communities across the state. And so, you know, it's important that folks understand that we only have so much vaccine. The Wood County Health Department requested vaccine and received our first doses on the 4th of January. So we actually requested the week prior. And last week we were able to administer 54 vaccines to people in our Tier 1A, in the Phase 1A population. And as a reminder, I can walk through some of those phases if that would be helpful for people to understand as well.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give a little background on that, too, the SDMAC, or the State Department of the State Disaster Medical Advisory Committee, is who actually determines who should get the vaccine and when and by what phase. So that is something, again, that's not in our control at the local health department or even in the control of our healthcare providers. We take direction specifically from this group and currently are all working on phase 1A. And so there are, they have identified what we call, there's five phases for the rollout right now. Phase 1A is healthcare workers and long-term care staff and residents. So health departments and local health systems are working on healthcare workers, and that includes people that are public facing with patients and giving direct care to patients. So there is a lot of people included in that list, and we know that we have thousands of healthcare workers that need vaccination in Wood County alone. I recall estimates across the state of over 400,000 across the state healthcare workers.
That surprised me when I saw that number. Yeah.
And the long-term care staff and residents, they're being vaccinated through a partnership with the federal government, Walgreens, and CVS. And so those folks are being taken care of. And I know I believe last week they started doing vaccinations for those folks, which is great. So that's the phase we're in right now, which is phase 1A. There then is four additional phases. Phase 1B, which is essential workers. I'm using air quotes right now as I say that because we don't really know what that means. That is yet to be determined, and I know the state is working on coming up with a definition for that. But what we do know is as of yesterday, they have now allowed us, starting next week, to vaccinate those folks in law enforcement and fire. And so those folks were slowly moving into phase 1B, even though we know we still have a lot of folks in phase 1A. It's a balancing act because in some communities, like in northern Wisconsin, they're already done with phase 1A, but there's a lot of us that aren't. So the state has a very difficult job in really being mindful of who has access to that vaccine. Phase 1C then is residents that are 65 years and older, and also individuals with underlying health conditions. So that's all of our first phase. And then phase 2 gets into the remainder of anyone in phase 1 who wasn't met, other critical populations, and our general population. That'll really be when COVID-19 the vaccine is available to the community. And then phase 3 will be, you know, when it's really, really widely available, access, the supply will meet the demand, essentially, is what we're hopeful for.
Christy, one of the things that you and I and other people I've talked to over the Wood County Health Department, we have had to do during this whole entire process, unfortunately, with everything else that's added on to it, we've had to fight misinformation. We have had to battle a lot against a lot of politics getting involved in this for no reason. For no reason other than to divide us, basically, and to turn an election year and heat it up a little bit and find some talking points. And when it is so important. I know how busy you are, and I can't stress enough how much we appreciate you taking even 10, 20 minutes out of your day to be able to hang out with us. It may not seem a lot to others, but that's a break for her, and she doesn't get any breaks. So to spend it with us, we appreciate that. But it's also vital that we do this because Christy doesn't have anybody in her pocket. I don't have anybody in my pocket. Nobody is, I don't have any any stocks in any pharmaceutical company or anything like that. Neither does she. Our Wood County Health Department, they're citizens. Just like anybody out there listening, they care. They want us to get back to normal just as badly as you do, but we can't. Like anything in life, there is no shortcuts for this. And when you take shortcuts, in normal days, we take a shortcut and it doesn't go right. Well, I just added a little more time onto my day. We do a shortcut with this, people die. And I'm sorry if that sounds dramatic, but that is what happens. And we can't afford to do that on this. There is science backing this up. And science, again, doesn't have anybody in its pocket. Science doesn't have an R or a D in front of its name. It is important to listen to people like Christy. It is important to go to your Wood County Health Department or wherever you're listening to us. Trust your local health departments and everything. They're doing this because they care about you. And quite honestly, and quite bluntly to our listeners out there, if you are not following these regulations, you are making Christie's job that much harder. You're making my sister-in-law Kim's job that much harder in over in Oshkosh or wherever else you're listening to us. And they don't need it. If you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for these people that are working so dang hard out there. And I don't mean to get on a soapbox about this, but I'm sorry.
It's important.
It is, and I'm tired. We're how long into this? We're almost a year into this, and we're still having to ask people to wear a dang mask. I mean, it's ridiculous. It just bluntly ridiculous. And don't give me all this, I heard this article, or your Uncle Bob posted something on Facebook that he found on QAnon or something like that. Like, no. I'm going to Christy. I'm going to my people at the Wood County Health Department, and I'm trusting them because they know what they're talking about. If I break my arm, I'm not going to a mechanic. I'm not going to a politician. I'm going to Christy. I'm going to, well, probably not Christy in general because she's probably pretty busy and I might not be able to afford her. But I'm just trying to find a comedic spin on that. Sorry, Christy. But it is very important that we talk about these things and certainly that we have somebody like yourself to be able to do that. So I do appreciate the time and you doing that with us, Christy. When it comes to the current status of where we're at, I appreciate the update on that and the vaccine rollout as it is. So, for you and where you guys are coming from at the Wood County Health Department, what is something that you feel the audience should know as well?
Yeah, no, I appreciate your input, James, and we are about a year into it, and it's been a long, rough year for everyone. And you know, we're still not out of the woods yet. We know that the vaccine is a critical tool in ending the pandemic, and we also know that it will take a lot of people to be vaccinated, to have life be able to go back in some ways to the way it was before, to a new normal, right? So folks should be very excited about the vaccine and they should be, learning about it and learning about all that went into it. We do have the two vaccines right now that are available in the state, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, and we know that they have a 90%, they're 90% effective in the fight of COVID-19. It's important to remember that it is one tool in ending the pandemic, and we still need to practice the prevention measures that we've had in place since March. You know, being mindful of who you're around, staying home when you're sick, keeping your circle small, good hand hygiene, wearing a mask, all of those things are still really important. COVID is still there. It's still out there. And again, it affects people differently depending on different things, but it's important that we protect everyone in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
The other thing I just wanted to quickly say, and then I know Kim has some other updates, is the thing with this vaccine that makes it a little bit different as well is it is a two-dose vaccine. Mm-hmm. With one of the doses, depending on which brand you get of the vaccine, Pfizer or Moderna, and one of the doses can be given 21 days after the first dose with the one brand, or the other one is 28 days. So you need to stay within the same dose within the same brand that you get. And those who will be vaccinating will, you know, ensure that you are getting the right vaccine. Mm. We have been told that once you get one vaccine, one dose of this vaccine, that the other dose is guaranteed and it will be available for you. It will be sent to us. And lastly, just wanted to say we are really planning hard to gear up for mass clinics. We have solidified being able to do drive-through clinics on the south end of the county in Wisconsin Rapids. And we're excited to be able to share that information. Our hopes are to be able to vaccinate hundreds of people, you know, on the days we hold those clinics. And so be patient. There's a lot of work happening behind the scenes. Our nurses are currently doing vaccination through our clinics are doing a great job. They're working out all the little details, logistics, making sure that we'll be able to ramp up and get people vaccinated. So once the supply outweighs the demand and it's available to the community, that you guys will have access. We're very excited about that, and we're looking for drive-through locations on the north end as well to be able to provide that. In addition to this, we are working really closely with our healthcare providers, making sure that we're communicating and if there are gaps that we're working together to meet the needs and the gaps. And I say that fully knowing that we're still only in the first phase and we still have a limited amount of vaccine, but just so that you guys know that we are communicating with each other continuously and doing what we can together for our communities.
You bring up so many great points there, Christy, and I appreciate that context, too, to all of this. And the word patience, we are rounding second. We are so close to third base. You really want to hit a home run. You got to touch all four bases. You might get to third and feel like, I hit a home run. I'll just go to the dugout now. It doesn't count. We have to hit all four bases. We have to do this right. We cannot afford to mess this up. Otherwise, we're going to be right back here again. And for everybody that is clamoring about, I want to get back out, I want to get to be able to go to the bar like normal and all these other things, this is the only way that happens. There is no shortcut. And we have to do it this way. And I feel like also I have to touch on this, Christy, because I've heard a lot of people, not just in this state, but in other states too, with nothing but complaints about this virus and the rollout of it and everything. And it's here or there. Again, you have to always look into these people, who's talking, who's saying this, and where are they coming from, and who's in their pocket. I'm being blunt about it right now. I'm sorry I'm not using a lot of nuance, but to be blunt about it. But coming from you, and again, where you're coming from on this, how do you feel that is going, all things considered? Because I feel like we can hold our governors and our politicians accountable, and at the same time have some perspective and understand there's a pandemic going on. None of us have ever experienced anything like this in our lives. Nobody listening, unless we have somebody listening from the Spanish flu and we say hi to them. Nobody has been through something like this. So we can have both. You can hold accountability and also understand that we're all adapting to a very strange and different and ever-changing situation. So for you guys in the actual industry, how do you see it going? How do you feel about it?
You know, I feel like it's really improved over the past few months. What I would say is the support and understanding for what it is that we're trying to do to protect the public's health and what goes into that and how large of a job it truly is. And I would say that, you know, early on, I think everyone was a little bit in shock. And as, like you said, no one had ever experienced anything like this. And there was a lot of pushback. I will say we still definitely get questioned, you know, our authority or our knowledge, or there are definitely still non-believers. But I would say that I have seen more recently just an amazing amount of support for our organization, amazing amount of support for our employees, and for the work happening here in Wood County. And I know that there are health departments across the state working tirelessly and, you know, doing the absolute best for their communities. Our staff have shown up every single day, and they're going to continue to. And I'm hopeful that people are seeing that we are doing the absolute best we can. Things change daily, it feels like. Maybe it's changing a little less than it did early on in the pandemic, but, you know, we continue to learn from the past, learn as we go, learn from others, and we're hopeful that folks are seeing that and trusting that we're doing the best we can.
Christy, I cannot thank you enough for the time. Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You take care, and please tell everybody hi over there for us. And any information you guys need put out there, we will get it as soon as we get it from you, okay?
Great. Thanks, James.
Thank you. You take care.
Yep.
Kim, we are going to come back from a real quick break here, and we're going to talk to you about some of the scholarship opportunities over at Encourage. I'm looking forward to getting into that with you.
Sounds great.
We
Thank
might
you.
Even go a little in overtime here. Might be a little bit. We'll be right back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320 WFHR.
Just because we can't all cheer together at Badger games doesn't mean you can't support the team. Get inside the Kohl Center and Le Bon Arena and secure your very own Bucky board. Purchase a Bucky board fan cutout of yourself, your friends and family, even your beloved pet. Show your Badger pride and have your face in the stands for every basketball game at the Kohl Center or every hockey game at Le Bon Arena. Order your Bucky board today at uwbadgers.com/buckyboards. For a limited time, use the promo code VARSITY to receive $5 off. When you order, show your spirit and include a message of support to the team. Plus, you can get your cutout when the season is over. Choose to have it mailed to you or take advantage of free pickup in Madison later this upcoming spring. Don't miss this unique opportunity to keep Badger game day among the nation's best. Let's do it together. Order your Bucky board today at uwbadgers.com/buckyboards. Use the promo code VARSITY to receive $5 off. That's uwbadgers.com/buckyboards.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, some freezing fog possible early on, then gradually clearing skies into the afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-30s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog developing will dip to a low of 23. For your Thursday, snow becoming likely, could mix with some freezing drizzle to start, around 2 inches of daytime snow accumulation with highs around 34. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Appreciate it, Michael. 22 in Stevens Point, 26 in Marshfield, 20 in Wausau, and 22 in Wisconsin Rapids. You have Morning Magazine here, and your host, James. And we are joined now by Kim Shields from Encourage. And, Kim, thank you very much for giving us a chance to talk to Christy and our friends over at the Wood County Health Department. I want to dive into a couple of things with you at Encourage. I know that you wanted to thank some donors, and we have the scholarships to talk about. Where do you want to start?
We'll wrap it up into one, if that's,
right on.
That sounds great. Wonderful.
Nicely done. You're good at what you do. You're so good at what you do.
Thank you. And we were very pleased to have Christy on and to be able to provide that. Real-time accurate information for our
yes.
community is so important to hear the plan right from the source. So we were very pleased to have Christy join us. So thank you for doing that, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
So at Encourage, we have a lot of different funds that we administer. And over 90% of the funds are restricted or designated in nature. And that means that they are there for a specific purpose to support a specific organization, a field of interest, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarships are those type of funds. Yeah. And that is included in that, which is amazing. And we are so incredibly thankful to all of the donors that have established scholarship funds that believe in the power of education, that believe in our students and their future and want to invest in them. It truly is an investment for the students. It's not a hand out. It is a hand up in mm-hmm. working towards their future. And we are just so appreciative. So I did want to take a moment to thank those donors for their generosity and for their incredible support and belief in these students.
Yeah, we want to thank them here, too. And I think everybody in the community should shout thank you at your radio right now. And if you meet anybody that has done this, please mm-hmm. thank them, because you are so right about that. I love the way you worded that. It is an investment. Mm-hmm. And it is not a handout. It is a hand up. It is different than it is like the old phrase that I think a lot of us grew up with, where you teach a man to fish. You know, he can feed himself.
Right.
You know, the whole phrase there and everything. What I really wanted this to take a second to do, too, though, is thank you guys at Encourage, because not everybody does this with their time, where we could have easily spent the past 20 minutes talking about this. We could have stretched this out. We could have, you know, done that kind of thing. You guys see that the audience needs to know, our community needs to know, and hear from somebody like Christy.
Yes.
And you, it's not just this one time. You do this all the time with your time. In a time industry that we are in radio, I respect the daylights out of that. I appreciate that so much
for
what you guys do there.
And
I'm not just saying that because Chris is one of my better friends. I'm not it is true that you guys mm-hmm. do this kind of thing, and we really do appreciate it.
Thank you
for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. We really feel it's important to connect the listeners and the audiences with the information out there. So thank you. Appreciate that.
We've got about a minute and a half here
yes.
left. What do you want to touch on?
So the important thing with scholarships right now is that the application is online and live and open. Scholarship applications are due January 28th. So students in the Southwood County area, if you are considering applying for a scholarship, and I highly encourage you to do that, it's quite easy with the online application, get your scholarship in. As of Monday, I had reached out and found that only 24% of the students that have started an application have already completed it. So it does get down to the wire. It's not a lot of information to fill in, but it does take thought. There is a common essay for the students to complete, as well as some additional should they choose to. And so that can take some time. All the scholarships are varying in nature, different criteria, different audiences, different requirements. And so I encourage the students to fill out that application online, check all the boxes that you believe you're applicable, eligible for, excuse me. But the most important message I need to get out besides that January 28th deadline date is where to find the application. So go to our website, encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org, and then click on the For Students tab. And the instructions are right there for you, and you can get onto your online portal and do everything from there.
I want to encourage people, too, to follow you guys on social media. Great Facebook follow, YouTube, Twitter. It's a great follow. Be sure to follow them. And, Kim, if people have other questions or people want to find out more about